How many people with a disability do you know personally? That's a question put to us by an initiative called Circuit Sorti, which brings together people who are physically or developmentally challenged with people who are not to take part in all kinds of activities, from city trips to a walk in the park. We talked to Christel Rivaert, the co-director of Heart for Handicap, the organization in charge of this initiative.
Heart for Handicap, we are an organization that focuses on the term of inclusion. And inclusion, you can do a lot of things for that. But we believe that let people meet each other, that will be a very important thing to learn, know each other better. Because now there are a lot of systems and structures that put people with disabilities apart. They are living apart, they are working apart, they do sports apart. But that's the reason why people without disabilities even don't know anybody with disabilities anymore, because they don't see them. And so we want to try to bring those people back together. And people are afraid of them, because when they see them, they don't know, what do I have to do? What can I speak to them? And how do I have to do that? It's not normal anymore. And it doesn't have to be like that. We have a lot of projects. We do projects in schools. We do projects with local governments. Yeah. We do projects with young people. But Circuit Sorti, it's a project that we do with everybody, just to bring people together, that everybody has missed a nice place because of lockdown. They couldn't go outside anymore, and maybe there were a lot of places they want to visit, and they couldn't anymore. So we thought, when you can announce a place you want to visit after the lockdown, maybe we can find someone else with the same interest in that place, so you can go together. If you want to go to sea, and I'm a disability, and I want to go to the sea too, why wouldn't we go together? In the lockdown of July 2020, we started it up.
What kinds of things do people want to do? Where do they want to go?
It's very normal. All the things people want to do is so normal. This can range from a beautiful walk in a park, a bike, ride with a bike, an animal park, the sea, a museum, a nice terrace, all things like that.
Everything everybody wants to do right now.
Yes, just really, really. A restaurant too, yes. But it's not so that the difficulty, especially for the disability, but it's more the situation of many people with disabilities who doesn't have many family or friends, and they are a bit isolated. So we ask, if you have plans to go to go somewhere or to do nice things, think about them too and take them with you when you have the same interests. But there are people who are in an institution or who are living alone apart. They don't know many people besides their caregivers or their parents. And they're always the same people who has to take care of them or to do things with them. And sometimes, yeah, people doesn't have a lot of time. So certainly the caregivers in institutions and so, they have other things to do. And with us, they can go outside with other people. They learn new people. And so they have new friends and they make new friends. Both groups can do it. So people with disabilities, people without disabilities. They go to our platform. It's www.circuitsorti.be. There are several advertisers from people to some places. You can look, and if you say, that's nice and I won't do it myself, you can give a reaction and say, I will go with you. And then we match both people together. We look for it. Is it a normal combination? And then the both people receive the mail address, the telephone numbers of each other, and they can start to communicate. If you don't find anything interesting on our platform, you can put a new advertising yourself. And you say, and I want to go to there. And then other people can give a reaction to you. Right now, after 9 months, we have matched already more than 350 people. But we would like to have every year at least 1,000 people to match. There is someone after the behind the platform who looks at the people who react. And when it looks normal, we give a green light. We have access to the chats on the platform. And so the people, the moderator can look in the chat to see if there is communication, if there are contact chats, if there are plans to go out. So we have contact with the people on that way. And sometimes we put our message in the chat boxes too, to inform or to ask something.
And what if a match never happens?
Sometimes it happens that an advertiser is staying very long on the platform. For example, going to swim is such a difficult one, but we always try to find someone to match. So we have contact with a lot of clubs and other groups of people to ask if there's nobody who wants to do that or to nobody who has the same interest to go out with that person. So we tried and we tried until we have found a match for everyone.
Do you have to have any special equipment? Do you have to have a van, for instance, to put a wheelchair in your car, something like this?
It depends on the place they want to visit and the place they are living in. That's all the teams they can talk about in the chat. So everything is free to talk about. With us, it's not about giving help. With us, it's just we have the same interests. And so that's the point to match people together. Not okay. The help or the need to help. That's not a point with us, not primarily. But when they are matched, they can talk about it. And then people can say, what do you need? Is there something special I have to count on? They can talk about it, but that's not the first reason with us to go with each other to go away. Some people are afraid of it. They say, ooh, I never went out with someone with a wheelchair and what do I have to do? But when they try to do it once, afterwards they say, oh, it was easy, it was not difficult, and if he needed something, he told me and we did it. It's as easy as that. We are focusing just on having contact and meet each other. So that was really difficult. There were a lot of possibilities that weren't opened, they were closed because of Corona. So it was very difficult, but we said to people, you can already put your place on our platform. So we can match already someone to you. So during the lockdown, then you have already some person extra who you can telephone with, you can chat with that person. So it's not so isolated anymore. And you learn know each other until the time it's ready to go out to that place. And okay. So many people have already chat and telephoned and mailed during this winter. So they are ready to go out now when it's possible with Corona. 95% of the participants, they tell us afterwards, it was so nice to have that experience, to learn, know that people and to see how they live. It enriches their lives. If they go to our platform, they can put it in their advertising that they are speaking English, for example. So people know it in advance. And if they speak English, they can react.